All right, y'all, you are in another episode. Thank you for tuning in, all up in your ear hole with Let's Get It Poppin'. I'm the one and only Jackie P, and I have a very special guest with me today, Steven. What's up, Steven Beccoli, right? What's up?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing? So glad to be here.
Man, you know what? Y'all, we met in college, and this guy right here is very talented. I'm saying, like, you play like 20 instruments.
I don't know about all that. Not sure.
Blessed in the musical arena and writing, playing, composing, everything, really. And so let's get into it. Let's get this popping real quick. So you have a new single that dropped on Valentine's Day, correct?
Right before Valentine's Day.
Yes, yeah, so it's all in the love feels and everything. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Real Love is a song about how God never leaves us, how he's always with us, and how he is the authentic love that we need to be constantly pursuing and constantly committed to. So honestly, it started like a year ago. I was thinking about some things like during COVID. Mm-hmm. We all know that it left us alone. It left mm-hmm. us isolated. And, you know, you sit up in your room and you make music or, you know, work on music. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, that can be kind of unhealthy if that's all you're doing.
Right.
You know?
Mundane. Yeah.
Right. So I said, you know, it just feels like it's unhealthy. I feel alone. I feel lonely. I feel all of these things. And so, you know, you can feel that a whole bunch of different ways. I mean, everybody knows, like, dating apps are, like, going crazy.
They getting all the money.
Yeah. So, you know, I know what y'all be doing. Anyway.
Why was you doing it too, sir?
Right. But they're going viral, rampant, all that stuff. And so it's easy to get addicted to, like, you know, just being like, okay, let me work this and see if this works. But it's like, why are you searching for that? That's what I heard. That's what I heard God saying. Like, I'm the one that you need. Mm-hmm. I'm the one. I'm the one. Love me. And so I started messing with the beat and put some vocals over it. And the one of the words in the song says, you stay the same. You don't change. You've got that real love. And so the whole point is that people may change. Mm-hmm. World is going to change. Social media will do what it wants to do. Mm-hmm. God is going to stay here, and he's going to remain forever, and his love is going to remain forever. And so that's kind of the vision that I have for Real Love. So, yeah, it's been great just to hear all the responses and everybody listening to it and everybody vibing out to it. So I really appreciate the support, and, yeah, be on the lookout.
Yes, y'all. It's on all the musical platforms, correct?
Yes.
And y'all really, I wouldn't put nobody on if I wasn't feeling them, honestly. And Steven really be hitting with the music and all that stuff, and y'all really need to go check this one out. And then, you know what, sidebar, because I'm a nerd at heart too, I'll be with the shenanigans and stuff like that, but I'm gonna bring it back to when you said how people change and all that stuff. Psychologically, I don't know if everybody knows this, but every 7 years, you mentally change. And a lot of people don't take that into consideration. And so you're not the person you was like 7 years ago, or you might be in the middle of a change, or you might be coming into something new, and it might just change your life. So definitely, while you're changing, you definitely need that rock solid love that God has. Bimba.
Okay.
I just connected it all.
I'm about to get my invisible organ and start playing.
Right. We gonna go to church real quick.
Right.
And so, you know what? Okay, speaking of church, everything, my mind is just like going 100 miles an hour because I'm Aquarius. I'm always thinking about 13 different things at once. So, it's gonna make sense in the end, I promise. So, We just gonna put it out there real quick. Are you single?
I am single, definitely.
So the dating apps didn't work.
I mean, you know, we had conversations or whatever. But,
Didn't pan out, didn't curl, quite right.
Yeah. I decided to just, you know, chill, just, you know, do the stuff I gotta do, so.
Right. And then, what type of girls are, or women are you into? Do you like church girls, or, you know, are you in a, like a city hot ratchet girl phase or something? I don't know.
Yes. I'm just kidding. No, so, you know, I like people who have a heart for God. I like women who have a heart for God and a heart for people. And I think that you can find, although you can find a lot of those types of women in church, I wouldn't limit just the church setting, you know, as the only place to meet those type of people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's important to not put God in the box and not put any limit on God. That's what I told him this year. I said, you know, God, I'm not going to put any limit on you, because anything that I want that I haven't consulted you about, like, why am I pursuing that? Because at the end of the day, yeah, it'll serve myself, but it won't be the best version of me, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, all of the glory. So you decide what you want to decide. With that being said, I'm an advocate for Black love. So, hey. You know.
Hashtag Black love.
Don't leave that right there. But yeah, I just say that, you know, whatever God decides, that's the decision that I want to go with, because that's the best decision.
Mm-hmm. Always, yeah. Always. Because when you decide to do things yourself, you get off the path and just end up in a whole world of hurt and loss and beating yourself up. You done went through the valleys and the dark alleys, getting robbed and beat up and shanked and robbed, everybody taking your money, your iPhone, everything, because you didn't consult God first. Yeah, but and then also you have another music venture that you are part of called Crew 12. So let's get into that.
Yeah. So honestly, that was nothing but a God thing. I mean, we started off in a dorm. We started off writing songs, me and my friends, and we were like, you know, we want to write songs for God. We want to just write worship songs that people can sing. And so we started writing these songs, and we would literally stuff all of our singing friends and all of our musician friends in a dorm, in a room, one room in the dorm, and we would practice these songs.
Ooh, and, was it hot in here?
It was definitely hot in there.
I feel like it would be like people breath be stinking and stuff, and like, oh, you know, no.
Right. So, basically what had happened was, like, during sophomore year, we were doing that, and then people started to fall off. You know, they're like, well, we're not getting, you know, why are we doing this? And so I said to my friends, keep writing music. Don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because one day the people will come that need that, want that.
They God wants come.
One day the musicians will come, the singers will come, and everything will make sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it won't happen if we stop. So don't stop. And so I am accompanied by two amazing songwriters, Larry White and Christian Sanders. They are amazing songwriters, musicians, and they help me produce as well. So I'm just blessed to be with them. Also, like, we have a few other musicians and leadership, Taylor Jaska, Aaron Lewis, Jesse Gant. They're all amazing people, and they're all part of the leadership for this production company, Crew 12. So I love working with them. We also have some amazing people that are doing amazing things in the group, and so we love that. We're just excited to see where God takes this group and what God does with it. So it's just been a blessing these past 2 years, honestly.
Yeah, that's what's up. And shout out to all the members of Crew 12.
Right, let's go.
All of them. And I remember, like, we mentioned earlier last year, or well, this past Christmas, that y'all went Christmas caroling. And I feel that is a lost art, I guess. Like, nobody does it anymore, but it's so good to see. It brings you back to, you know, yesteryear, because I used to do it. I used to do it when I was a kid, and my grandma and our organization, we used to go to senior citizen homes and walk around the hallways and go into, like, the big auditorium room that they had and sing Christmas carols and stuff like that. I didn't appreciate it then because I was like, oh my God, when we go on the Sizzler, oh my God. But now it's like, you know what, that is so nice. So was that like a fluke? Or are y'all gonna keep on doing it?
So I can't speak for everybody because, you know, I don't make all the decisions in the group. Mm-hmm. But I would say my desire is to keep doing it every single year. Okay. I love Christmas caroling. It's one of my favorite things to do. And I want to keep the ball rolling. So I want to keep doing it every year and just get better and better at it. I think that, you know, in the era of everything being digital, Spotify, Instagram, Apple Music, all of these things,
all the platforms,
think that there's nothing like the human interaction. No matter what you do, you'll never equate all the best production in the world. I don't think we'll ever be able to equate to the human interaction and singing in front of people and playing in front of people and having that experience. So I think that's something that I definitely want to continue doing, growing in, and just seeing where that goes, seeing where God takes it.
Right. Yeah. And it's funny, it's not funny that you say that, but now, so more than ever, in the time that we are in the COVID era, and people are just yearning now because it's been a year, we've been locked up and stuff like that, and people miss interacting, and I know from an artist standpoint, people miss interacting musically, going to concerts and stuff like that. So definitely got to keep that up.
Right.
What's up. And also, again, well, I want to shout out to Larry and Christian of Crew 12. I'm just waiting for y'all, man. Let's get it popping. Yeah. Shoot. But anywho, with yourself, and I know, like, you guys have things to work out with Crew 12 and stuff like that. It's more of y'all, you know, just different opinions all together and stuff like that. But are you touring? Is Crew 12? Dang. Rewind. Are you and Crew 12 touring?
Yeah, so right now, again, like, Crew 12 is still, like, planning what we want to do, where we want to go. We do keep in mind that it is COVID, you know, COVID season. I hate to say it, COVID season.
COVID,
like,
it's season.
But, you know, that's the pandemic going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to ignore that. We're not going to overlook and neglect that. So we try to plan everything out really strategically so that we're, you know, honoring and respecting the fact that there's COVID and that people do get sick. Mm-hmm. People, you know, and we want to definitely make sure that we are COVID cautious, mm-hmm, and
compliant. Yes,
and compliant as well. So I think that's on one hand. On the other hand, I will go back to saying there's nothing like the human experience, and so Crew 12, Stephen Mancoli Wright, you know, whoever it is, we want to make sure that we get as much, you know, human experience as we can, human interaction as we can. And so whatever ways that we can safely do that, whether it be the caroling like we've done, or whether it be a socially distanced concert or a virtual or online, you know, we are definitely gearing up to release some stuff, to do some stuff. And that's just something that's ongoing, something that we always love to do. So, as I like to say, stay tuned. Always be on the lookout because we are always, always releasing stuff. Crew 12 is doing stuff. I'm doing stuff personally. And my plan is we're not going to stop. So, yeah.
Don't stop, won't stop. Hey. That's what's up. Now, tell me just a little bit, like, who inspires you musically?
That is so... So, honestly, like, I get my inspiration from everything. I mean, honestly, you know, the first person I'm thinking of is God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just as a generic answer, but literally all of my songs are from a Christian worldview. And I'm not all my songs gonna say Jesus in it. Not all my songs gonna say God. Not all of my songs are gonna talk about church.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that I write about is gonna come from that perspective. I never want to lead somebody down the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
But a better way to make sure somebody's on the right path than just to make sure that everything is in line with what God says. Mm-hmm. And so that's my number one inspiration. With that being said, okay. I love Prince.
Hey. Ooh.
Okay. I love Stevie Wonder. I love Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
I love Lecrae. Mm-hmm. I love people in gospel. Mm-hmm. I mean gospel. I really love Kirk Franklin. You know, I love I can't really pick one.
Well, okay, look, who is your top two live? Live. Top two live.
Top two live?
Mm-hmm.
Top two live. I've been to so many gospel concerts. That is like, that's hard. I think I have to think about that. I think that Kirk Franklin live is amazing.
He is.
He is amazing. I was privileged to see him for free.
Oh, me too.
I lived in Washington, D.C. when I was a kid. And so, okay. You know, all the gospel artists would come over there.
Shout out to the DMV area.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like that. And then I like this other guy. I've never seen him live, but it's another guy named Molly Music.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I really, really, really like his style. I think that he resonates with me a lot because every song that he writes tells a story.
Mm-hmm.
That's essentially what I want to do with my music, is I want to tell a story.
Right.
I don't know if I can say those are my two favorite artists, but I frequently, you know, go back to these people when I want to hear some music. So, yeah, that's what I would say.
Okay. Now, I heard you did mention Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
Have you seen him live before?
I have not seen him live before. I want to see him live before, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before you can't.
I gotta see that man live, because that is one of the most talented people I've ever heard.
Yeah, like he all is.
I've never heard a bad song from him.
Right. He's one of my. He's in my top three, and okay. I tried to get a job at his station, but we're not going to really go there because we're positive and we're not bitter. Right. So, but it has nothing to do with him at all. But I think he is just so brilliant musically and just on every level. And one of the songs, I just heard it this weekend too. One of my favorite songs by him is Don't You Worry About a Thing.
Oh yeah.
From Hotter Than July? What's the name of that album? Like,
isn't
the
it song? Songs? It's not on. Isn't it in Songs in the Key of Life?
I think it's on the Hotter Than July. I don't know. But then it's Una. Oh my gosh, the title is not in English. I forget, but I know the song word for word. That song is so bomb. And then, like, you cut it up, let the bass and everything just get into your ear hole. It's a whole nother vibe. Like, I love that song. Like, all the old songs from the 70s. And he's just really, really amazing. And whenever we do come out of this COVID phase and we're able to congregate musically in concerts and stuff like that, he usually does the House of Toys concert in L.A., around Christmas time and stuff like that. That is something you have to see. It's just, yeah. And like, he'll, you know, start singing songs that he wrote for other people, you know. What's the song he did for Michael Jackson? I Can't Help It.
Yeah.
Can't help it if I wanted to. Man, it's just like, he's a musical genius, like, really, really. But anyhow, I just have to get that. Like Stevie Wonder's the best. Now, but anywho, so I digress now because it's about you right now. So tell everybody where they could find your music.
Yes. So my name Steven Bancoli Wright. You can look me up on all music platforms. And you can find my music there. Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon, whatever you use. However you music, you can find me there.
Okay.
But a shortcut is to go to my Instagram and look up sbw.music. That's S as in serve, B as in believe, W as in worship, .music. And you can...
I like that acronym. That's pretty tight. Yeah, hey!
So you can do that, and then you can look at my page. I always have content there regarding my music, regarding music period. And then a lot of times when I release my singles, the link is right there. I know my name's long, and I'm not going to change it. So it's there on Instagram, so you can click the link, and you can go to Spotify and see all my stuff. So, yeah.
Okay, y'all, so y'all go support Steven and all the music, because I am so honest with him. I'll go peep and be like, hey, man, that was banging. I like it. And if it's not, then I'll let you know that, too. But it's been more good than bad. And also, plug anything that you're doing. Oh, do you have a Twitter? We didn't mention Twitter.
I have a Twitter, Steven BW Music. I'm gonna be honest with you, I ain't really on that.
I'm not on Twitter. Yeah, I be looking at Black Twitter and all the whatever drama be popping off. I'm like, let me go to Twitter, see what's going on. But other than that, I'm not really there. But
right. Yeah. But if you wanna find, if you wanna stalk me on Twitter, you know, that's my stuff. So yeah.
It's gonna be dry.
Yeah. Want the good stuff, come to Instagram.
Right, man. Club Instagram, that's where it's popping at. For real, for real. I'll be on there, my stories be popping all the time.
They do. I view your eyes. I see, you know.
Shenanigans and then some.
It's hot.
And then you gotta, you know, be one of the close friends to get the green circle, you know.
Right. Right.
So yeah, I'll always be popping on the stories. Y'all check me out on magically_dope20 on Instagram. And go ahead, follow us both if you're not already. And one more time, plug your stuff, man.
Yes, sbw.music on Instagram. So find me there.
Yes, and what's the name of your new single?
The name of my new single is Real Love. Find it everywhere on all music platforms.
And you know what? I like the photo art.
Thank you.
The photo situation. I like that.
Hey, yeah. Honestly, I'll even plug him. His name is Jacob Bernal.
He is
a phenomenal photographer. Like, he is the business.
Where was that? Like, the whole background and everything? I know it was, like, for Valentine's or whatever. You had the flowers and stuff.
So, he had me doing some, like, he had me throwing the flowers. He's so creative. He's like, I want you to throw the flowers. I'm going to take a picture. I'm like, all right, let's see how this works.
He's like, so I'm going to trust you.
Just edits it and all that stuff, you know, in the alley. So, it was real. He's really, really creative. I couldn't have done that myself. So,
okay. Yeah. I might have to use them. Like, hey, I need some promo pictures.
Yeah, he's really good.
That's what's up. Yeah. I'm thinking about stuff now. Like, okay, go down to LA because that's where I'm from, and get it popping down there. All right, yeah. And so, thank you again, because the first time we recorded, it was technical difficulties. And I want to thank you for taking out time in the middle of your day to redo this show. And y'all, thank you for tuning in, letting us get all up in your ear hole with it. And next time we gonna get it popping again with more shenanigans, more bomb people. And y'all stay tuned. And thank you again, Steven.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And y'all be blessed out there, and I'll holla.